Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Fire for the end zone, it's caught!
The best thing about the quarterback position these days is that there's really good quarterback play everywhere.
Jackson 10, 5!
There's young guys.
This kid is just knocking on the door.
And then there's still the veteran guys.
What a great throw by Brady!
There's a wide spectrum, lend to a lot of competitive football.
And it is caught! How did he make that happen?
When you're in that driver's seat, everybody's looking at you.
To the end zone, touchdown!
There's something special about having the opportunity to change the fates of the game.
Oh my goodness, a dagger!
You know, we get one day a week to perform. If you're the quarterback, try to figure out how to win the game.
Yeah, man. It reminds you of the frozen tundra. NFL
the frozen tundra is not fun.
Not fun, huh? No.
Max, you never stood outside for 4 hours in minus temperatures in the stands.
Nope. Without enough clothing on.
Nope.
No, that's not Jay.
No, it's not who I am at all.
Yo, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance and KJM Nation. You can join the show on the Dr. Pepper call line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can listen to us on the app. You click on the app, more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to listen live. Boom, we're on ESPN, too. You know all that. And by the way, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we're coming to you live from above the Heineken River deck at
Yay.
Pier 17. Jay, what you bring up, nope. You had the option to play basketball.
Oh,
anyone
no,
who can play basketball does,
right?
You play football if you can't play basketball at a certain level. Otherwise, why wouldn't you want to play basketball?
Oh, I wanted to play football at first until I kept getting stiff-armed by my cousin, David Tyree, and I was like, I don't think this sport is for me.
Yeah, David Tyree, your cousin.
I don't really like this.
I wonder if there are good genes in that family.
Yeah, it runs deep.
I mean, Key, isn't that right? Basically, if you think you're really going to play at a high level in the NBA, why wouldn't you do that? No, you know what doesn't happen in the NBA? And you got knocked out by a Shaq elbow, right? But you never sit there with your thumbs like this, like Tua Tagovailoa last night. It's not the same kind of danger in the NBA.
Yeah, no. You can get hit. They're not protected in the NBA. And if somebody, I don't care if it's Shaq or anybody, it could be a same-size guard as Jake coming down on his head with an elbow and force, I mean, not protected.
Like even a tiny guard could do that, too. That's what he kind
a
of
tiny,
suggested.
Powerful
That's
guard.
Not what I said. I just said
I know. You were on the same page. That's Max Stern.
I didn't say anything remotely close to the guy being small. I don't, you know.
Strong. Yeah.
Which guy?
It's not the size, guys.
Jay,
okay.
So you asked the initial question about playing a sport in picking and choosing. Many people thought I was going to play baseball. I was good at baseball growing up. You know, the heroes in our town, or so to speak, city, was the Daryl Strawberries, the Chili Davises, the Eric Davises, the Chris Browns
Davis.
Of the world, you know, the Murrays of the world, all those guys from L.A. So it was like, oh, my God, he could be the next Daryl Strawberry. Look how tall he is, you know, and the whole deal. And then it was the basketball. It was like, okay, I'm going to play hoops. I'm good enough to go to Pepperdine, Cal State Fullerton. But I'm exceptional. I could go to USC, Alabama. Yeah.
Baseball, you just don't know. It's a long road to see
who's
going to make it.
But wait, hold on. When you got rabbit ears in your pockets, which means your pockets are empty and they come out like rabbit ears, or you broke as a bag of glass, you look at baseball and you go, I can ride a bus to every single game in small towns and make $200 a game and eat McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Or I could get a good education and use it for basketball and get, you know, call basketball games on ESPN9. Or I could go to college and dominate college football and become something good, hopefully, and get a free education. I'm going to pick football. Never thinking the violence of the game, nothing like that. It was the easiest path.
But if you were Jay Will in basketball, you'd have chosen basketball, right?
I was never going to be Jay Will.
But
if you were,
and you had the option of, like, if you're Allen Iverson, you could play your number one in football, number one in basketball. Who not choosing basketball? Long career, guaranteed money, no violence.
The interesting thing about me, if I was Jay or Allen Iverson in basketball, I was still going to be Keyshawn in football.
Yeah,
because AI was good in football, too.
Yeah, it was nasty.
So now there's a choice to be made.
That's what I'm saying. Is do I
continue to try and do both?
But
see, that's my personality.
A guy that played at North Carolina that eventually played for the Raiders, Ronald Curry, tried to do both. It's just, it's so hard because the bulk that you have to have in football because of the physicality of it is so different than the kind of wiring that you need physically for basketball. Julius Peppers tried to do both at North Carolina. Different. His body and frame were just built for football differently than basketball.
What's his name? The tight end who went to Seattle. Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
Power forward, yeah.
But basketball is just like tennis and golf. In football, I can go away and come back and take a year, two, three, 4 years off and come back and still do some stuff. Mm-hmm. In basketball, tennis, and golf, they're individual sports, essentially, that you is 24 hours, 7 days training and this and that. And it's not like that in football.
Yeah.
You can't be the best in basketball messing around and training 3 days a week. Them dudes be in the gym shooting all night
long.
It's just a different – it's a different sport.
Key, can I tell you? So my only thing always has been about football, and we've had conversations about this in my house because family members have played football at a very high level. I've always been concerned because and I get big business always works this way. At the end of the day, there's a bottom line, and if you're not going to be the guy, they will bring in another guy, and there will be a guy after him and a guy after him. That's just the way it is. Too much money on the line. It just never felt to me, even with all these concussion protocols that the NFL's had, that they never really truly care about the players, man. Like because if you cared about the players, after watching last Sunday Tua get knocked and his neck snap back on the ground, and even though he came out and said it was his back, there's no way I'm not letting that guy play in that game in particular. You're not playing in that game, and then I'm still worried about you in the following game.
You know why though? It's not unique.
You're not playing in that game.
It's not unique to football, guys. It's the nature of business. The nature of business is not moral or immoral. It's amoral. It has nothing to do with morality. The job of a business, the thing it does is make money. That's what it's trying to do. The reason you need government oversight, the reason you need, you know, things like that is because you need to control the behavior of business at times because it is amoral and therefore it can cause damage
to people. Max, here's the problem sometimes with the athlete. You're talking about the corporation aspect of the business. I'm talking about athlete. I look at the business too. Think about Tua for a second. So everybody's saying that he can't do it. Everybody's saying that he's not the guy, right? Think about the journey of what he went through with Brian Flores and everything that's happened with this team. He's playing essentially for a contract. So for him, in his mind, I can't take myself out of this game. I have to find a way, not saying he does it maliciously or even thinking about it, but Andrew Whitworth talked about it last night post-game. Players find ways to game the system, to manipulate.
By the way, we're talking about Tua Tagovailoa now, with the conversation led to naturally, which is the big story today. Tua Tagovailoa, the Dolphins quarterback, who's leading the league in QBR going into last night's game, however, looked to a person who has lived on Earth and has eyes like he had some neurological event occur when he was sacked last week. And that wasn't even a week. It was Sunday. This is Thursday. So they had a short week. Usually a football player has a week to rest. This was only 4 days, almost like not much more than half the time. He got up from being sacked and he stumbles in a way that looks like his legs just go and then he recovers himself. He claimed it was a back injury. Key points out back may have been hurting, but that's not what we all saw. What we all saw was clearly something neurological.
Yeah,
we all inferred that.
When you snap back, you're going to hit your head. Your back is part of your entire body. That's going to land too.
So you could always focus on that if you want.
And the doctors or whoever, the medical staff, they have to know that. They have to be smart enough to know that.
So I just want to like contextualize for people. So then last night, Tua was in the game. It's a competitive game. Again, he's sacked. And this time, as soon as he hits his head bounces off the turf, back of the head off the turf. I see it in boxing. Back of the head hits the canvas hard. His hands freeze up in a weird position that tells you there's another neurological event that just took place. Jay, I just wanted to contextualize what you're talking about here.
No, but like my point is that the NFL should protect players from themselves. If there's a history that we're wired to game the system or manipulate it to get back in the game, right? Because we always want to play. What systems are in place to say, no, you're not allowed to play? Like, we'll talk about it coming back from break. I'm angry about it, though. It's frustrating.
All right, we're going to roll with this. Plus, which underdogs will win this week? We're going to answer that coming up, too.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. ESPN News were presented by Progressive Insurance. KJM Nation, you can join the show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is time to play real or not real, as you can plainly hear. Underdogs, who will win this week? Pat Costello, take it away.
Guys, the Ravens are 3-point underdogs, so real or not real, the Ravens will beat the Bills.
Real. I think it's real. I think it's 100% real. Lamar Jackson's been on fire, and so has Josh Allen. Josh Allen ran into a little bit of an issue against the Miami Dolphins, but I think he bounces back. They got to get Knox the tight end involved. Davis may not be in the lineup, so we'll see. But I think Lamar and that young nucleus of wide receivers is coming to the party.
Yeah, I'll say not real. I know that secondary is depleted for the Bills, but just the way that Josh Allen let that game out of his hands against the Miami Dolphins, a couple of passes down the stretch that he didn't complete, I think it's going to be a bounce-back game, not only for Josh Allen, but also for that defense against the leading MVP candidate right now, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think it is real. I think that, and you know I'm a huge Patrick Mahomes guy, when Lamar Jackson's been healthy, not just this year, but also last year, he's been the best football player in the world. That includes everybody. Right now, he's the best football player in the world. I don't think it's particularly close. I think he's on his own tier, and really? Then you can talk about everyone else. What he has done so far this year has been ridiculous because, Jay, he ain't got anybody with him.
Well,
he doesn't have a team with
Josh
him.
Josh Allen statistically is right there.
But yeah, eyeball test says Lamar so far. Numbers say Lamar.
He has a lead, but it's not.
But numbers say Lamar, and he's not working with anything.
You make it feel like there is this major gap between him and Josh Allen.
It's not major.
It's
decisive. It's decisive, in other words. You're right. That's overstated. It's decisive.
It's a big gap. It's a big gap, Jay. You got one guy with a lights-out defense. You got another guy that's basically taking a great receiver. You got one dude basically taking a stadium and putting it on his back when everybody in the stadium knows number 8 has the football. What are we going to do?
And they can't do anything.
If Josh Allen comes close to rushing yards. Close, maybe somewhat close. But throws for 6,000 yards.
He's on pace for 5,700. You're right. And by the way, it's going to be an historically great season.
Come on, man. But, and he's trucking people differently.
Lamar Jackson's on pace for 68 touchdowns.
It'll be historically a great season.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, do you remember a couple weeks? Remember last week or before they lost when I was saying, hey, could the Bills go undefeated? And we knew it was ridiculous and everything. But they're playing at that level where you're like, oh, could they do it? But I looked at the schedule and thought, on the other hand, they might lose their next three games. It's possible.
And the thing about Lamar, if Lamar doesn't lose to Miami, we're not even having a conversation about anybody.
I hear you, but I mean, look, I'm tired of living in these hypothetical words,
Keith. But it's the reality of it.
What fatigues you about it? You change your mind.
Yes,
but Keith, the reality of it is that they lost.
Yeah, but that will make your mind go in a different direction because of the loss.
No,
you're looking at the individual player.
No, it's not.
He's by far the best.
Why are you tired out by these hypotheticals? Why are you so sleepy?
It's not. I have Lamar right now with the lead, but I think this game, considering what happened to the secondary for the Bills,
would you agree it's decisive? Look, I would rephrase.
It's going to swing back in Josh Allen's direction if they win.
Mm-hmm. How they win, though, how it looks.
Win, because I'm assuming if they win, it's because of him.
Lamar, look, he's facing a better defense.
And it swings in his direction, right? If he wins and he plays well, but it also depends on what the guy in Tampa Bay in Kansas City does.
Yeah.
Because if he goes off,
don't let Patrick Mahomes throw for four touchdowns.
You know what I'm saying? It'll swing that way.
But you know what? Lamar throws for two, runs one in. They beat the Bills. I'll rephrase. It's decisive. It's a close round, right? But one guy definitely won. Lamar's winning.
I'm on the same page with that.
Fine. All right. What else we got, Pat?
All right. Real or not real? Washington, the 3-point underdogs, will beat Dallas. Real or not real?
Not real. Cooper is on a rush right now. Ooh, you see how I did that?
I do.
It's not real. Cooper Rush is found a little groove, you know, taking care of business against Cincinnati, the Giants, and now the next one is the Washington Commanders. Like nine names. And the running game is there.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb seems like he wants to play a little football. I know it's a rival or whatnot, but Washington and Carson Wentz are not going to beat the Cowboys.
I mean, look, man, we've seen how good this Cowboy defense is.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Correct, right? Probably best in the league.
Pass rush.
Yeah. So Carson Wentz, last two games, he's been sacked 14 times. 14 times in the last two games.
You saying they're going to add to that total?
It's going to add to that total. Michael Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, they're going to have fun with this game. And at the end of the day, I think that key, you go back to that running game for the Cowboys with Tony Pollard, with Ezekiel Elliott. If they do it on the ground, like that's the formula for the Cowboys to win games.
Don't let Cooper Rush. I think I agree with you guys. Don't let him win this game and then beat the Rams. Because what if he beats the Rams? And then let me ask you this. What if then Dak is like
coming back against the Rams?
It's right on the border, right?
Unless you decide to give him more time.
But if he beats the Rams, and then for some reason Dak, what if he beats the Rams and the Eagles?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Hold on, Max. If
he beats the Rams, you trying to bring Dak back for his first game against the Eagles?
I'm staying with the high hand.
Whenever he's ready to go, he'll be underneath the center.
Because of the money, would you play him? Football mind key. Would you play him? Would you stay with the Eagles game key?
I would play him. But I also would reduce his responsibility.
Look, Detroit, Chicago, I would rather play him in that stretch. If they win against the Rams, I would let Cooper Rush have a shot against Philly.
Right, and my point is, if he won that game, why are you taking him out after that? I'm leaving him until he loses.
Yeah, because the ceiling is higher for me with my team with Dak more so than Cooper Rush.
Remember what I told you?
I'm on a roll.
You just reduced his responsibility. That's all. Don't feel like you have to have him do everything because we gave him a bunch of money. You just reduce it. And whatever you're doing with Cooper Rush, you implement that into the Dak Prescott plan.
I don't know, Max. You're starting to talk me into that. Not saying long term, but I'm just saying for that stint right there, I don't.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, if I got a pitcher in the game, he's getting everyone out, and the pitch count's okay. He's staying in until he gives up a hit, man. You know what I'm saying? If the Cooper Rush pitch count low, he's okay. He's winning and winning. Go ahead, Pat.
Chicago is 3-point underdogs. We're playing real or not real underdogs.
Real.
Will win this week. Chicago, 3-point underdogs against New York. Real or not real, Chicago will win.
Real. I think they win this game. It's going to upset Max and Jay, and they're going to scream and holler and complain and t- talk about the Giants are in Gettleman's fault and all that, but I think, you know, Chicago.
We're building.
Chicago's a team that they're trying to find their way, just like the Giants.
We're building.
They're trying to find their way. But I think because the quarterback is a little more dynamic than Daniel Jones, although they do have Saquon Barkley, I just feel like Chicago should win this game.
Is Justin Fields more dynamic? I the ceiling for Justin Fields is higher, in my opinion, than Daniel Jones.
Well,
dynamic to me, like athletically, the way you move, the way you create. I'm not sure about that. I don't know. I kind of feel
Daniel Jones fast.
This
How many times you gonna say he's fast?
He's fast. He just doesn't look athletic when he runs like Josh Allen.
I mean, I grant. Like, Jalen feels Hurts. Like Justin Fields has a little bit more to him, right? A little bit more swag to it, where it looks different. But I don't know if it's more dynamic. So I think the defense is gonna step up for the Giants. It's at home. You can't lose back-to-back games at MetLife Stadium, man. You can't do it.
You know, there's something about Justin Fields. I just said about Cooper Rush. The dude, whatever it is, he's been able to win even when he's played poorly. There's something about I like guys who the team responds to, right? But he is not nearly as advanced in his career as Daniel Jones. Right now, Daniel Jones, a better quarterback, technically, right, than Justin Fields. He goes through his progressions.
I would let you get away with that.
Yeah, right now. I mean, he's been in the league longer.
To me, Justin Fields is still more dynamic because he can pull the ball down, he can doo-doo, and then all of a sudden he might just throw it. That's more dynamic to me.
I wanted the Giants to draft Justin Fields because I thought he had a better upside than Daniel
but
Jones.
He's got a lot of stuff he needs to clean up, and he'll get there, but I think he'll start this week against the Giants.
I like the Giants to win this game. I like,
we gotta see how
I like the Giants to win this game.
That front seven handles David Montgomery on that run game because that's what they're going to do.
Yep.
Just pound the ground, man, all day long. Got two of my favorite teams. This sucks.
All right, two more quick ones here, fellas. The Raiders.
Two teams in his top 10 of favorite teams, Pat.
Sometimes you can make a lot of money on fading your favorite teams.
I forget who I'm talking to. Professional gambler. Yes, go ahead.
Las Vegas, 2.5-point underdogs against Denver. Real or not real, Las Vegas will beat Denver.
Where's the game?
I think it's in Las Vegas, right?
I think it is in Las
Vegas. Yeah,
because they're due, man.
Home. They're due. It feels like they're due.
I'm going to say the Raiders are going to beat the Denver Broncos because they are due. It's about time. Look, the door is open for Josh McDaniels. Everybody's looking at him now, trying to figure out what is this? Who is this? Social media trending, ex-players biting at him about his behavior when he was in Denver. He's 0-3. A lot of that falls on the coach. He's got to win this game to quiet the noise.
Derek Carr, it's time. Josh Jacobs, we always talk about it in a contract year. It's time. And Devontae Adams and that wide receiving core, Renfro, you talk about Waller. They have all the pieces. This is a must-win game for them at home. I would take this spread in this occasion.
Me too, but may I say something here?
Yes, you may say something.
Josh McDaniels, I don't blame you. I blame Mike McDaniel. But much like Terrell Owens, there's no such name as Terrell. It's Terrell, right? Like, what's going on with the McDaniels? Can we all just, the two of them, get together and all the McDaniels in the world get
it's
together
easy.
And decide, are we pluralizing or not? Is there an S? Is it McDaniel or McDaniels? Because I don't blame Josh for this because usually you think McDaniels. I blame Mike. Mike McDaniel, you've ruined this for me now. I'm always thinking, wait, is it which McDaniel am I? Did I put an S? That's my basic comment on that game. I think the Raiders are due. They're going to win.
All right.
It's a great stretch. It's incredible.
Last one. New Orleans is 2.5-point underdogs against Minnesota. Real or not real? Key,
take it away.
Take it away.
You know, Pat, it looks real close here.
Is this something you're not telling me? Have things changed since yesterday?
I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings in this one.
Oh,
I think the New Orleans Saints,
call my bookie again.
New Orleans Saints are a little bit banged up. Michael Thomas hadn't practiced much this week. Jameis Winston, same sort of thing. Landry, same sort of thing. I think they're going to be shorthanded in this particular game. I'm going to take the Vikings.
Smelling something I don't like here.
What? What's that?
It's Key.
Uh-oh.
It's Key playing that role, reverse jinxing it.
Oh.
Because, you know, he's giving me, now he's giving me too much. Michael
what
Thomas.
What you got on this game, Jay?
When have you ever heard Key give up info about his nephew?
Well, I'm just saying, it's out there in the public.
You don't want to be wrong.
But the report is he hadn't practiced in a couple
because
days.
Because nepotism is real. And
he
you have
said
a twinkle
he
in your
hadn't practiced in a couple days.
You would never just, you would never then
I'm
reiterate
going off,
it.
I'm going off see? Our research.
See?
Our
I
research
know what's
team.
Happening to you,
I
Jay?
Don't know.
Let me just say what I think's happening.
Yes.
I see this with my daughters, okay? My daughter Esther, who's older, will poke at Sammy, who's younger than her a lot. And eventually Sam gets very suspicious of anything Esther does. I think what's happening right now is some kind of post-traumatic thing for Jay with Key. Key is poking him so much that Jay now doesn't trust anything Key says.
Just when it
see what you've done,
Saints.
Key? You see
only
what you've done
to
this man?
The Saints.
Poking him doing what?
You've just always given him a little something, and
no,
now...
No, it's just when it comes to the Saints.
No. He's like
I'm not sure whether I believe
he's
it or
like
not.
That little dog that's always barking at your heels.
A little tiny dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Little dog on the big boat. Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
On a big boat. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah, there you go. Think about it.
So...
Pat, it looks like they're going to score here. I don't know. You know who that is? Okay, so here's one for you. It goes, well, Jim, it looks like they're going to, I think they're going to kick a field goal here, Jim. I don't know. It's your Romo.
All right.
Once you say Jim, it gives it away. All right.
Tony's going to kill me.
A scary incident. So we have to stop having fun now for a second because there is a serious situation. Again, I got to make a hard turn, so we all do, Jay. That's right. A scary incident during Thursday Night Football. Look, we saw it with Tua. We're going to get into it. More on that.
Tua sustained neck and head injuries after being sacked. He remained down for nearly 10 minutes before being stabilized, removed via a stretcher.
I've seen a lot in my 12-year career. It shakes you up a little bit.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, is with us now. Of course, let's set it up in case you missed the SportsCenter and missed what we've been talking about so far. Good morning, Stefania, first of all.
Good morning, Max.
So Tua Tagovailoa was sacked 5 days ago now, last Sunday. Gets up and walks, and like a fighter who's been hit and has a delayed reaction, his whole body kind of does a wiggle, his knees buckle, and then he catches himself. Everyone watching assumed, inferred from this, that a neurological event had taken place that affected his motor skills, right? But he said, and the team, everyone said, well, no, it was a back injury. Keyshawn Johnson points out, yeah, you could also hurt your back on a play and focus on that instead of the neurological damage, right? Everyone was concerned going in, like it was a topic of conversation on short rest into the Thursday game. 4 days later, what's going to happen? Sure enough, he's sacked. His head bounces, the back of the head bounces off the turf, and his fingers freeze up in a way I've seen boxers' hands sometimes freeze when they're concussed. Can you explain what you saw, Stefania Bell, when Tua went down last night?
Yeah, I think you're right, Max. The most dramatic thing, when he hit the ground, we saw his arms go up towards his head with his fingers splayed, and that rigid posturing is typical of a concussive event and indicates a brain or spinal cord injury. So all the steps that you immediately saw, the medical personnel comes to the field. Tua is being evaluated first, then carefully transferred to a spine board and a stretcher, taken by EMS services immediately. He was taken to University of Cincinnati Hospital Center. And then when he gets to the hospital center, there's more clinical evaluation. There's imaging testing, x-ray, CAT scan, MRI, consultation with specialists if warranted, maybe a neurosurgeon, spine surgeon, internal medicine, whatever is warranted. And through all of that process, they arrive at the conclusion of whether there's something that requires him to stay overnight or whether he is safe to be discharged and travel home. And the latter is what was determined to be the case. So Tua, diagnosed with a concussion, returned home with the Dolphins.
Stefania, based on what happened 4 or 5 days ago, like Max said, in the Buffalo Bills game, a short week, what protocols, if any at all, are put into place to continue to evaluate a concussion situation from a previous week?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question, Keyshawn, because it's a little confusing with even the wording protocol, right? So there's two. There's the concussion game day protocol, which if there is an event that triggers a concussion evaluation, there's a protocol that needs to be followed. And then there is the concussion protocol if a player is diagnosed with a concussion that they then follow in order to be eligible to return to play. So starting with the game day protocol and what happened last Sunday, the game day protocol has some steps, right? Then and a player goes down, like you mentioned, he can be when he exhibits symptoms or signs that suggest a head injury, then that protocol is triggered. It can be the medical personnel, it can be someone who's up in the booth spotting, it can be even a referee or a member of the NFL team personnel. And then the medical staff comes to the field, they remove the player. Sometimes they take them to the blue sideline tent for an initial evaluation, sort of a cursory evaluation. In this case, they took him directly to the locker room where they could do a full and complete neurological exam. So the expectation is that once back in the locker room, they do all of the things, which include interviewing the player, a number of questions, neurological screen, motor testing, et cetera. And then they arrive at their determination of whether there was indeed a concussion suffered or not. And based on what they conclude, they can then determine if that player is eligible to return to play. We saw what happened. He returned to play. I will say that even any player who has been evaluated for a potential head injury, it's not over after that evaluation. They are monitored throughout the game. If they go out on the field, they come back to the sideline. There are follow-up questions being asked to make sure that they haven't begun to develop symptoms. They're interviewed after the game. There's follow-up testing the next day. And that's even for people who are cleared of a concussion. So you're asking a great question, which is they do follow up with them, even if it's not determined that they were diagnosed with a concussion, to make sure that they didn't have symptoms that developed later on. Apparently, that was the case based on the Dolphins report. He was being treated for back and ankle injuries. And then we get to Thursday, and then we saw this additional event.
Stefania Bell, ESPN injury analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Stefania, so what's next as it relates to the concussion protocol for Tua?
So now he goes through that concussion protocol that I mentioned, where once you're diagnosed, there are steps in order to be able to return. So the main thing initially is a lot of monitoring and rest, making sure that his symptoms are trending upward and not increasing. And then there are two aspects, really, to the return to activity, if you will. One is physical, and that is a series of graded steps, right? You begin activity tolerance, just daily activity, see how you do. Are you triggering any symptoms? That gets progressed to light cardiovascular work. You know, as the blood flow gets going, as you stimulate the cardiovascular system, that pushes more blood through the brain. So sometimes that will trigger additional symptoms. So they're monitoring for things like that. If they're clear with light cardiovascular activity, they move into some light strengthening and basic football type exercise. And as they move through that, and if they tolerate all that, then they'll ultimately be cleared to return to drills, team drills. And the last phase is return to contact. And before a player can return to play, from the physical side, they have to be cleared by the independent neurological consultant, who is somebody who is not affiliated with the team, but is in the area of the home team. And they have to sign off before the player can be cleared to return to game action. But there's also the neurocognitive or brain processing aspect. All players have baseline neurocognitive data. After an event like this, they have to repeat those tests, and the numbers have to return to baseline. There's a range that's essentially acceptable in terms of returning a player to baseline after an event like this. So from the brain processing side, as well as the physical activity side, those things are closely evaluated as the player's returning.
Thank you, Stefania. As always, that's Stefania Bell, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN injury analyst. Thanks, Stefania.
Thank you, Steph.
The, I mean, listen, guys, we were talking about it earlier. The NFL is a business. It's like when people say, oh, they don't really care about the players. It's like getting mad at a shark for eating or a tiger for eating a deer or something. That's what the business makes money. That's its nature. Its nature is not moral or immoral. It's nature. Therefore, concerned people who think, yes, but the nature of your business can cause damage, have oversight. The NFLPA says, yes, we're engaged in this business, but we'd like to protect our players, for example. And so now you would think, Key, there's going to be major pushback.
Oh, NFLPA, certainly. The legal side of that, the open investigation review of last week, right, Max? And it's going to continue based on last night. to find out exactly what took place.
We're going to continue this discussion all morning. More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max next.
Tua sustained neck and head injuries after being sacked. He remained down for nearly 10 minutes before being stabilized, removed via a stretcher.
I've seen a lot in my 12-year career. It shakes you up a little bit.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, Jay, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We're on the ESPN app. We're on ESPN News. We're on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast, KJM Nation. You can join the show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we are joined now, Key J.
Yeah.
Hey. He's an alum of a school you may be familiar with.
Yeah.
Key, Drake London, Falcons wide receiver, joins
the jacket
us.
He's wearing, you mean? That's, yeah. That school Key's wearing?
Yeah. Where's Drake?
Hello?
What's up, Drake?
What's up, Drake?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Man, good, we man. Good.
Not as good as you so far. So, what's the transition been like to the NFL?
Overall, it's been fun. I mean, it's had its challenges, and it's still going to have its challenges. But right now, just navigating my way through, and I think I'm doing a decent job at that.
Are you having fun, man, in the NFL? Are you enjoying what the league is all about?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it. Again, this has been a dream since I was little, probably like every other kid. So to be in it, to be fully immersed in it is something special, and I'm just happy to be there.
What's the biggest difference, though, from your college days at USC to now being in the pros and in Atlanta and all those sort of things?
I would probably say the biggest thing for me would be the mental aspect of the game. Everybody plays faster because they're smarter. It's not the talent that gets you by when you're in the league. It's being able to be a pro's pro and just be smart on the field. So that's the biggest difference to me. But Atlanta overall, the club team, everybody's been treating me well, so I love it.
Well, that's an interesting comment. Everyone is faster because they're smarter.
Oh, yeah.
You always think it's just physical, fast twitchies. No. At the next level, they're smarter.
You got to be smart. If you're not smart, as I always tell you, Max, bad things could happen to you. Now, Drake, we've been having this conversation, and you were a nice basketball player and had opportunity to play at USC and maybe other universities or whatnot. What went into the decision to stick with football rather than try and chase a hoops dream?
It just kind of how the dominoes fell at the time, you know. I went in 2019 to go try to play both, accomplished that, and then 2020 hit with COVID, you know. So it was already hard to do that when life was normal. And when COVID hit, it was a little tough to do that. So I just put it in God's hands, and it worked out to be football at the end of the day. So I just left it up to the man above.
Drake, so playing hoops my whole life and playing stints at football, from a weightlifting perspective, man, like, do you feel like one aspect of weightlifting for the game of football took away from other aspects of the game of basketball?
Yeah, it definitely had its differences. I mean, when I was playing in high school, I would literally drop probably about 10 to 15 pounds when I was playing basketball, just because of the style of play that I play with, and vice versa for football. Mm. So there is definitely a difference.
So talk to me about Hot Atlanta right now, man. I mean, obviously you guys have been extremely competitive. You're 1-2, but you've been in every single game. How do you feel about where the team is right now and where you guys want to go?
I feel great. I think that everybody knows in this building that we could easily be 3-0 right now. A lot of self-inflicted wounds that we're trying to clean up. And once we get those cleaned up, I think we're going to get the ball rolling.
Outside of the smartness and in the brain that you have, what is it that you think so far that you need to work on to become that dominant professional wide receiver, unlike college?
Man, everything. I got a lot to work on, and that's what I'm so excited for. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface, and I'm excited for the years to come, so I'll have to say everything.
It does seem like, you mentioned it just now, it does seem like you guys are in every game now. For a team that was seen as rebuilding, bridge quarterback, what are you going to do? They're maybe not very good. When you got there, is that what you were expecting? Like, what kind of expectations did you come in with to Atlanta, and what has the reality been?
I came in with the expectation that we're going to win every game. I mean, that's what you should come in. The expectation you should come in with, because, I mean, we're all competitors. But, I mean, the reality has been that we've been in every game. And, again, it's been self-inflicted wounds. So we just got to clean those things up.
Drake, so my rookie year in the league, I had a couple of moments where I played against some cats. Or, as much as I was competitive and I wanted to win those games, you're like, damn, I'm playing against Kobe Bryant. Or, damn, I'm playing against Allen Iverson. Or, wow, that's literally like Chauncey Billups. Have you had any of those moments earlier in the season? And if you had, how did you work through that to get to the point where it's like, all right, screw that, I'm here to win this damn game?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much every game. There's somebody out there on the field that I've been watching since they were in high school, or I watched in college.
Like who, Drew? Who's an example of that?
I would say like Tyrann Mathieu, Lattimore. I've been watching him in the league. Who else? We got Jalen Ramsey. You got Wagner. I got to saw DK play. I got to play against some great defenses,
Yeah.
So I think for me personally, it's just go out there. It's another football game at the end of the day. It's my job now, so it's something that I got to do, and I'm going to do it with full effort.
Yeah, I think you think about Drake London, Atlanta Falcons wide receiver, former USC Trojan, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. But I would say, though, Drake, though, having been playing the NFL myself and been a rookie and the whole deal, the game is going to come to you. It'll slow down. And as it slows down, them Jalen Ramseys and all them dudes, you're going to be eating soup off the top of their head. It's just it's the reality of it. Right now, things are moving really fast. And I think when I came into the league, I was, walking on the eggshells my rookie year. But by the time I got to my second year and I realized exactly what I needed to do, everything else was just a cakewalk. It was so easy. Running routes was so easy. Route recognition, defensive recognition was so easy. Plus, my coaches worked with me after practice, doing practice. I would come in on off days just doing the little things to become what I became in the National Football League. So you got a big future ahead of you. Just got the small little details.
Thank you. Thank you.
And he's a Trojan, by the way. What do you think about what Lincoln's done so far over at USC?
I love it. Bring them back to the top. That's where they need to be.
Yeah, for sure.
How do we get your basketball team back there?
Think about the basketball team? Or
Man, don't buy into don't look, Drake.
What did he say?
He tried to be slick Drake. Though.
What?
You got to understand.
I just said how
you got to understand.
The basketball team back there.
Duke's been cheating for years, Drake, and paying players and Zion.
Not cheating anymore. Not cheating anymore.
You know, Jay Mayo.
We are a football
legal.
School.
It's legal.
It's not cheating anymore.
No, it's not NIL, cheating King. Anymore.
That's right.
It's NIL.
But they cheated for years.
You focus on your own school.
Well, why are you talking about our basketball school?
I was just asking how you get the basketball squad back to the same elite level the football squad.
Okay. We'll see how elite
see
y'all
Drake,
are
see
now.
See how sensitive he gets, Drake.
We'll see how elite they are now, Drake
London,
that Coach K is
gentlemen.
Gone.
Drake London, ladies and gentlemen. Falcons wide receiver, rookie, playing very well right out the gate. Thanks, Drake.
Fight
right,
on. Drake.
Thank you, guys. Fight on.
Tune in to a football doubleheader Sunday as the Colts host the Titans, followed by the Cards at Panthers. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Giants, Jets, and Bears. Who has the brightest future? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.